What keeps them coming back? Untold secrets of handling objections and rejections. Big Kahuna Bone. Of all the things you can learn, the time you spend on the subject of handling rejections and objections is the most valuable. I can honestly tell you that if you train diligently in this subject, your life will change. Not only will your sales increase, but you will find that the quality of your relationships will skyrocket. Most people have no idea how much their internal subconscious fears and concerns affect their conversations, actions, and relationships with others, both at home and at work. Objections and rejections are the biggest obstacles for most sales dogs. All the sales strategies in the world are worthless if you're a sales dog who runs for cover the first or second time you're told to beat it. Think about it. It's important to learn and practice the management skills I discussed earlier in the program. Celebrating wins and reinterpreting adversity is very important. But here is the real secret, the magic and wondrous mojo behind the way all great sales dogs handle objection and rejection. They are used to it. The only way out of fearing rejection is through experiencing rejection. You must experience objection and rejection in order to understand it, and you must move through it so many times that it simply doesn't affect you anymore. It is a skill that, once mastered, will forever change your life in terms of your courage to take risks and to develop wonderful long-term relationships. Your ability to endure confrontation and disagreement will shatter the walls of fear, allowing you to go places others can only dream of. Please understand, this quality will not only make you rich in sales, but will give you the courage to live your life your way. Until you can learn to stand up and be counted for who and what you are, you will never live the life of your dreams. You will live the life of other people's dreams. I can't explain the personal integrity, self-assurance, and peace that will come to you when you know that no matter what someone says or does, you are okay just the way you are. So how do you learn this life-changing skill? Simple. Immerse yourself in it. Drill and repeat the most common objections and rejections over and over again. There are about 30 commonly heard objections and rejections. These global objections can paralyze and intimidate most salespeople. With practice and repetition, you can dilute their impact and easily dispel the emotional charge each one carries. They become what they truly are. No big deal. A sales training kit that can accelerate this process can be ordered at salesdogs.com. A key thing to learn from our canine friends is that no matter how many times you blow them off, no matter how many times you reject their attempts to nuzzle their noses into your lap for a friendly stroke, they never give up and they never take it personally. Bone. Sales dogs have found a way to test for and correct, if necessary, those tendencies before a sales call is ever made. See the aptitude test at salesdogs.com. Remember, above all, never, ever take objections and rejections personally. During a sales encounter, the blame must always be shifted elsewhere. I am not saying that you shouldn't take responsibility for your results. This doesn't mean you should be wasting time blaming outside forces and dreaming up conspiracy theories. I'm simply saying that being responsible does not mean beating your head against the wall. It means not allowing a negative sales event to fester into a negative generalization about your entire life. The thing to remember is salespeople are on the front line all day, every day in support of their companies. When a hand grenade tumbles into the foxhole, should you hold it in your hand and analyze why it's there? No. Get rid of it. Learn from the encounter so that you don't get another one thrown at you. But don't sit and look at it till it goes off in your face. You must draw from the experience and begin to develop winning formulas and patterns that will make you more successful in the future. I highly recommend that you take the objections from the Sales Dog Training Kit, go to salesdogs.com, and drill them over and over with your colleagues and friends and by yourself. It is not important in the beginning to answer them. Just hear them and say thank you until you can do it without the element of emotion. Then, start to develop rational and logical responses to the questions and objections. You will be amazed how many valid answers there are to the same questions. Once you have successfully learned the technique of remaining calm and thinking clearly, you can take your development a step further by asking questions to get more information and clarification. First, always acknowledge the objection with a thank you, and then restate the objection to show that you truly listened and have understood. Now, if I heard you correctly, I believe you're saying that the timing of this installation is super critical to the whole project. This shows that you understand your customer. If he agrees with your retelling of the objection, then ask some questions to further explore his concerns. Your goal is to have a clear understanding of the issues at hand. Your questions should be asking why he has particular problems in a way that shows empathy and genuine interest. Bone. Never try to trap or lead a prospect into agreement, especially after an objection. Remember, it's not a chess game.